before I teach, if there's time for me, I want to say, every so often I feel to, the Lord put certain things on my heart, and I want to say, is that okay? Before we carry on with our teaching. Before I do that, I need the ushers to help me. The ushers will give you pieces of papers. I want to ask you two questions. Don't put your name on it, okay? The question is this. What are the issues, the challenges that you are facing and people are facing? When you talk to people at your workplace, when you talk to your family members, when you're on the tube, what are the personal challenges you have? So you put one, then two. What are the issues you have? And then two, what are the things that is stifling people's life in this society? If they are, what kind of challenges exist? And so I'm talking about London, not America, London. Okay. First of all, what are the challenges you yourself you are facing personally? What are you going through that you think is too much or whatever? And then two, what do you think society, when you hear people, when you go to your recreational places, when you're at work on the tube, or when you talk to people, what are the things that people are talking about that is stressing them out, that is freaking them out? Is that okay? So just do that for me. If you have nothing, don't write, and it means that things are wonderful for you. That's good. But write out what are the fears, the major fear. What are you afraid of? What are you concerned about? You know, what is pressing on you, stressing you out? Like Sister Janet testified, the challenge was getting her. I don't want to put anything in anybody's mind. Write whatever you feel. Okay. Good. When you finish, just the ashes will pick it up. If you raise your hand, the ashes will just collect it from you. Karen, I'd like you to type some things for me as I'm going to say a few things. So, it should not take too long. I'm sure we all know what the issues that are present on us. So, yes. Okay. Is it okay? Has everybody handed it in? And I move on. Because ever so often, it's important to address what people are facing, to answer people's questions. And everybody's issue is different. Somebody may ask, you know, at times people have challenges. Why does God has allowed my child to be this? And so forth. Real, real issue. I'm talking about real issues you are facing, not theory, please. Real issues. That if it was answered today, you'll be very, very glad. So I'm not talking about theories. When is Jesus coming? But issues of why is God not healing me and is stressing you out. Okay. Good. Now I want to try and answer a certain question. How many of you have asked before why all the stresses, the challenges, and the pain in life? How many have asked that question before? Why do we see some calamities, even at times in our own families? You find certain types of issues happening, family issues and so forth, that cannot seems to baffle us. And we say, why? I want to try and answer it briefly. I want to tell you that your will is very important. Put your will there. In block, your will. There are about five types of wills that goes on in the world. There's God's will, put God's will. Put demonic or satanic will. And then put collective will, collective will. Okay. I want you to listen to this very, very carefully, because at times we try to blame God and so forth. Where is your will? Put human will. Okay, human will. That would suffice. Human will. Human will. Collective will. Or corporate will. Or corporate will or collective will. And I want to try and just briefly answer this particular question. Okay. Yeah, but these are the ones I can remember. Okay. Now, at times we ask questions of why certain challenges, why difficulties and so forth. And I will tell you, of these four wheels that you see there, put the human wheel in red. Is it possible? Or blue? Your human wheel is extremely more powerful now than even God's will. Are you here? If you don't understand, you can ask me a question, because I want to answer something very important. That is why even the Bible teaches us, let your will be done on. It means that it's not God's will that is really that is being what? Done. One of these will is being done at any moment in time. That is why prayer is primarily to pray God's will down. Which means God's will is not what necessarily what prevails. So if you ask, when people ask the question, if there's God, why is there so much evil? And the Christian, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Why is this? Why is that? It's because of these things. Okay, so number one, human will is so powerful, and I'll go straight. You see, the book of, if you want to really understand things, first of all, you have to go to the book of Genesis beginnings, and it helps you to understand things very clear, especially Genesis 1, 2, and 3. You remember the story when God told the first humans not to eat of a particular tree. True or not true? Are you here? So God revealed his will. Don't eat this tree. That is God's what? Will. Don't. But human will, influenced by satanic will, rebelled against God's will. Listen to me carefully. Human will, influenced by what? Satanic will, chose to what? Reject God's what? Will. And we are all suffering today. So you can't blame who? God. Because God said, don't eat this. I'll give another example. Even parents will affect their children. Certain decisions that parents take, human will, has impact on children. True or not true? Some parents will give birth and then abandon their child. Put their child into certain institutions. And the child grows up very funny. What happened? It was human what? Will. Somebody decides, I'm just telling you, somebody decides to drink and drive and then kills an innocent what? Child. So when God said, don't drink, if the person had obeyed God, he would not have killed the child. Are we here? When therefore God tells you and I something, truth, and say, don't do this, or God says, no, forgive. You can use your human will to reject God's will. You know, this is very, very important. I'm telling you something so that you can understand some issues that goes on in your life and in my life. God tells us what his will is. You know, God wants us to have a very wonderful, the whole world, everybody to be happy and to enjoy and to that is God's will. That is God's intent. Genesis 1, 26, 27, 28. That is God's will for us. However, God has given every human, every one of us here, a will. And our will, remember at times I used to tell you that even when I'm preaching to you, the strongest voice is not my voice, it's the voice in your own head. More than even God. As for God, like God says, if I tell the sinner he will die, and you the righteous do not warn him, I will take his blood from you. But if you warn him, you've done your part. If he doesn't change, you are free. What God is saying is that I give everyone what? Free what? Choice. But there's a consequence to every what? choice. And the strongest of all will in the present dispensation is the human will. It's your, say, it's my will. Yes. Your will is very, very strong. It is extremely powerful. It will help you or destroy you. All the fights we have in homes, marriages, where do you think it's coming from? All that Satan and God does usually is this. They what? They just will try to what? Influence us. But then we have to choose which one we want. We want to obey. That's what God is. I said before you, blessing and curses. Good and bad. Choose the one you want. I advise you, choose the good. Are we here? Please, this is very important. Don't put the blame on God or even on the devil. We want to always find scapegoat. True or not true? Human, your will is so strong. Let's say you're doing something wrong, that you advise, go and do the right thing. You say, I wouldn't do. Have you seen that before, especially in children? Very stubborn. They refuse to do what they know. The parent will reveal it, but the human will, even a 3-year old, their will can be so what? Strong. So please, if you are in a situation, generally speaking, you chose it. That's what we just prayed about. Jabez Gilead had a choice to allow their eyes to be what? Gouged out. Or they could go for help and be delivered. You can allow Satan to walk all over you, or you can walk all over Satan. It's your choice. You have power over Satan himself. Humble yourself under the mighty hand. Resist Satan, not even demons. And they will what? Run away from you. Either it is true, or it is not true, but it is true. You use your will to believe God. You choose to believe God. It's a will. Choose. Use your will. I believe God. Say, I believe it. Use your will to believe God. You don't have to feel any emotional thing. I'm stressing this because usually we blame others. I have the power to love you. Whether you accept it or not, it's your business. It doesn't have to make me to react. Because the love of God is shed abroad where? In my heart. I can give it to you. If you don't accept it, I'll go to the next person. I shouldn't feel angry or upset. That is why Jesus said, if somebody slaps you on the right cheek, you can turn the left. Somebody takes your coat, you can give them your jacket. What God is saying is that the human will is so strong. That is why God will judge us, Kareem. Because if the human was not strong, God could not what? Judge us. God will judge you based upon what he asked you to do, whether you did it or you didn't do it. Is it, am I clear in what I've just explained to you, ladies and gentlemen? Yes.
Can you explain about God's permissive will and God's perfect will?
God's perfect and God's permissive will.
Is there such a thing, God's permissive will?
God has got only one will. God will permit you to do what you want to do. So if you want to interpret God's permissive will, is that God will permit you. So I'll give you an example. Sorry, just came to my mind. Remember once the Israelites told Moses, they are fed up of eating bread. Yeah. We are fed up of manna for supper, dinner, breakfast. No more salad. We don't want any more salad. We want meat. But God's will was that they eat what? Manna. But they said they don't want it. And they kept on pestering what? Moses. So Moses goes to God and says, God, the people said they are fed up with your food. How many of you have done that before? All of us. They want proper meat. Oh, no. Rob, take the chicken off the bone. And God says, oh, they want meat. Okay. I will give them meat. It wasn't God's will. There are plenty of stories like that in the Bible. Where God will let you have your own way. When he's telling, he told Balaam, don't go, it's not my will. Don't. So God gave them what? Meat. So much that the meat was up to their knee level. And the Bible says when they started eating, God started killing them. They are playing. So permissive will is that God said, no, don't marry that man. You know. But you are saying, I want to marry that man. God is trying to save you from hell. So you're going to, now you are having hell, then you are having all-night prayer meetings. You shouldn't have all-night prayer meetings. If you are listening to God, you could have avoided a lot of what? Pain. True or not true? Some of us, young, your parents should tell you, study hard, study hard. You don't. And then now, you could have been higher up somewhere, but now you are scrunching and you don't understand why. Because you did not listen. And your parents permitted you to have your own way. Especially when people give you up to your own will, it's very, one of the most dangerous things people can do to you. That is you. I'm finished. You do whatever you want. God does that. After some, God said, I'm tired. I cannot what? Wrestle with man what? Anymore. Send a flood and kill all of them. Of course, God's will is sovereign. God is sovereign and he can intervene even against human will, but he hardly does it because he's sovereign. He can do that, and so at times he does that out of his own sovereignty, but it's not the norm. Am I very clear? So don't blame anybody. Don't blame anybody. Sam, don't blame anybody. You could be one of the greatest actors. If it doesn't happen, it's your own fault. It's not anybody's fault. It wasn't any demon. As for demons, they will try everything to stop all of us. And God will do everything to make us all to prosper. But we have to what? Choose. I'll give you another thing, how strong human will is. One day, a certain man, a rich man, full of money, loaded, came to Jesus and said, Jesus, I want to follow you. Or what do I want to be a good man? Jesus said, have you kept the command? The man said, yes, I've kept all the commandments. A very good man, you know, very upright. He has kept all the law. You can just imagine how good that man is. He was rich as well. Then Jesus said, you lack one thing. You lack one thing. Go and sell everything. Give it all to the poor. Come and follow me. That was God's what? Will. You know what the man said? The Bible said the man turned away from Christ. Very what? Sad. You would think if it was us pastors, we'll be chasing the person. I beg you, you don't come. You just come and sit down. Because the money, the man was so rich that he could solve all the financial problems. We will compromise. Jesus says, no. So that man used his human will to reject God's will for him. That is how powerful your will is, Karim. By that time, we want somebody to come and hold our will and make us do that. No, it won't happen. Go and say sorry to the person. But we don't want to do that. We want something to come and hold our neck and bend us to go and say sorry. Use your will. The Bible is full of that. So from today, I'm giving you a very deep, straight insight. And then we have collective will. Go back to that. Collective will is the will of the people. It can be the will of a family. The family can decide to take decisions, or the church, a group of people, can decide to take decisions, and then they will suffer the consequences. It's called a collective will, good or bad. This is what, if you want people to change, collective will, you need. The whole family must be in the same wavelength, especially African countries. The collective will to keep on voting thieves into parliament is what there is their will. So shall it be for them. God, they chose to. You vote for the person is a criminal. And then they what? They feast such people. It's the collective will. So do you say the leaders are bad? Who voted the leaders in? Is it not the people who are giving sardine to vote away your right? It's called the collective will. A church has got a collective will. A family has got a collective will. It is very strong. As for the demonic will, I don't want to go into it. We all know every demonic will is very evil. However, it doesn't come directly what? Evil. It comes in a guise, well sugar-coated. Does everybody understand now? Yeah. Teresa, do you understand what I've just explained? Your will is very important. You can use it to rebel against your parents or to listen to your parents. You can use your will to fight against God or come into agreement with God. You understand? If you are going to be great, you must use your will to agree with God. Amen. You understand? Use your will to say, God, I agree with you. This is my will. Not my will be done, but yours. I'll give you the final one. When Jesus was in the Garden of Eden, God have told him, I want you to die for humanity. Die for mankind. That is the only way I can be at peace and I can reconcile man back to me. Jesus too loved the Father. He didn't want the Father to turn his back on him. You know, the Father turned his back on him. So he said, just ask for this one. It's too hard, Father God. I forbid throughout my 33 years. This one is too hard. So I'm telling you that even at times to do God's will, Chris, is very hard. When your flesh is playing up and your culture is calling and God's will is different from your culture, it's very hard. Then Jesus had to pray 3 hours, the same prayer. Just imagine Jesus. Oh, so if I need to pray for 1 year to do God's will. He prayed intensely till he was sweating blood. Just to do the will of God. Just to do God's will. This is a Father. All the prayer was, if it be possible, let this cup pass over me. The Father said, no. This is my will for you. And the Bible says, after praying for 3 hours, this is where the power of prayer comes in. Angels came to Jesus and strengthened him. Hallelujah. To do the will of God. If you want to do God's will and you pray, the Spirit of God will come and what? Help you to do the will of God. It means that Jesus had a will, the Father had a will. He could have rebelled against the will of the Father. I hope I've explained this enough. From today, stop blaming any situation. And there are certain situations, you have to look at it this way. It's God's will that we suffer. Go and read the book, the Bible properly in Philippians and then in what? In Peter. He said, if it is God's will that you suffer for doing right, so praise God. The glory of God is upon you. Amen. Christian, we don't even understand that at times doing God's will cause us pain, a lot of pain. It can cause us to lose a lot doing God's will. Are you hearing me? God's will is not always what? A comfort, pleasant zone. No, 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 please. At all. At times it's very challenging. Extremely challenging. And I think some of you know stories and even your own life. So I think I have made it clear that God's will and human will is extremely powerful. And that we have to be careful. Ultimately, we are all responsible for our what? Our choices. Another thing I want to say is this. We are all human, true or not true. Do you have any alien here? Look at your friend's face. Ask them, are you an alien? I want to say this. We are not gods. I'm not a god. You are not a god. We are human. And because we are human, there's brokenness. Do you know what brokenness is? Do you know what brokenness is? We get broken. At times you may give birth to a child that is defected. It's brokenness. You want everything to become well, it doesn't. At times you may have tragedy in a family. We are human. I want to say that to say this. Therefore, be very sympathetic towards others. Be kind to others. Be gentle with others' weaknesses. Don't play God. Don't pontificate. We are all broken. Maybe you have not had an experience that has broken you. Maybe you haven't. When you see suffering humanity, it should make you humble yourself. We should be kind to one another. We should be forgiving of one another. People who have not experienced brokenness before, they talk as if they are gods. That is why at times God allows certain pain in our lives so that we can empathize with what? Others. At times you can see somebody's marriage in turmoil, chaos. then your marriage is good, then you pontificate. Mm-hmm. Have mercy on that family. Mm-hmm. Be kind and pray for them. When you see somebody unfortunate, don't judge them too harshly immediately. You don't know their story. Be kind. We're talking about being a missionary. Wherever you find yourself, bring love and hope to people. Encourage others. Lift people. Wherever you encounter, by the time they leave you, lift them up. Let that person be blessed because they encountered you. Before you leave the church today, let somebody's life be blessed because they spoke to you. Think of others more than yourself. Seek how you can be a blessing to others. Are we here? Very, very important. We must humble ourselves because we are not God. We must be sensitive to the pain around us. Amen. When somebody is sharing their pain, walk in their shoes. And somebody is suffering some form of affliction, help them out. You who are strong. The Bible says, ye who are strong, help the weak. Bear with the infirmities of the weak. Live your life to help others. That's what we call making a difference with your life. That's what we call missional what? Living. Stop thinking about and being obsessed with yourself. To do this, you need to walk in humility. You know, some situation can humble you. Some situations in life can break your heart. You can ask somebody whose heart has been broken by somebody before. Brokenheartedness. Amen. So, I strongly encourage us. Be kind to people. At your workplace, even the harsh boss, be kind to them. Because kindness is our nature. It's inside of us. People may take it, but it's us. It's not because of your faces I'm showing you kindness. Because I have got kindness, and I'm giving it to you. You may reject it. That's a different... That's not my... So much my... I don't have power over you, whether you accept it or you reject it. But be nice to people. Because one day, you can be in their shoes. They say the people you work on going up are the same people you meet when you are coming down. Go and ask politicians. Politicians are, they work on, then they don't know they are only there for a few years. And then they will come down. Some of them today are begging. When they go into opposition, you find them begging for bread. Before when they, you see, like maybe you are here. And let's say, Karim, you are in the church. And then you become a politician. Then you become what? You are made a minister. Now when we call you, we can't get you. Even you won't come to church anymore. After 4 years, you come and sit here again. There's one guy who was sitting in the church, ordinary. He became an MP, became a minister. So he started asking the pastor for front seat. Then in the next election, their party lost. He has to go back to here. Humble, let us humble. Let us have very good hearts. Let us not fight. Why are we all the time fighting? Why? Everything has to turn into what? A fight. Everything has to turn into what? An argument and controversy. Bear with the infirmities of others. When you know somebody has got serious anger issues, have mercy on them. Because you don't have it, that's not mean you don't have your fallibles as well. Is that okay? Yeah. Be nice. I want to read the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi for us. And I pray, I've read it before. I think we've sang it before. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow your love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, oh God, let me bring faith. Where there is despair, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, let me bring light. Where there is sadness, let me bring joy. Oh, divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console others, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. What a prayer. This is called a missionary prayer. You live as an instrument of light. In John, I think, Matthew 5, 6, it says that you are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. This is what he's talking about. Where there is despair, Christ, bring hope. Where you go to where there is pain, bring healing. That's what we're supposed to be. Servant leaders. Using the Christ in us, the power of God in us to do that. We should teach our children that. Aisha, you should love your sister and let her have her way, not your way. You should be kind to her when there's conflict. The same, Jada. You should be kind to your sister. You should be merciful to their tantrums. You should mature in. I know you are children, but you will mature into that. I want you to talk to God before I can give that sense. I want you to talk to God and say, God, make me an instrument. Give me a tender heart towards people, a gentle heart. We may all make mistakes, but immediately we make you say, Father, I'm sorry, I was being harsh. I'm sorry. And just change. God, we are what? Human. You know, you must forgive the pastor. Some of us want me to be like Jesus, 100%. I'm human. So show me mercy as well. When I show, when I've done something that you don't like, you want to be shown mercy, but you don't want to show me mercy. Lee, you hear that one? Yeah? Show me mercy. Be kind. Because when you give kindness, you will reap more kindness. When you show forgiveness, you will reap more forgiveness. When you do good to people, it will come back to you hundredfold. Talk to God. Talk to God. Say, Father, give me a tender, compassionate heart. A compassionate heart. A compassionate heart. A merciful heart. In the name of Jesus. Give me a compassionate heart. Give me a merciful heart. Pray for that. You, the young ones, pray that, Lord, give me a merciful, gracious heart to my sisters, to my friends, at work, wherever. Yes, Lord.
When there is hatred, let your love increase.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where walls of pride and prejudice shall cease.
Yes,
when we are your instruments of peace.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. At times we need to just be sober and let the Holy Spirit work upon us. Jesus even said this, by this man shall all men know you are my disciples. Not how much we speak in tongues, but how we love one another. That is the hallmark of Christianity. How we love one another. How we are kind and forgiving. How we are merciful to others. When you pray, pray for others. Spend time praying for others. Pray for others in need. Don't pray just for yourself. Do kindness to people. Those who curse you, bless them. Bless those who curse you. Their curses will not work on you. Overcome people with love, kindness, encouragement. Whatever you are going through, go and encourage somebody in a similar situation. we need a lot of love and mercy in the world today. And it should begin in the house of the Lord. It should begin in our family homes. Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, do a new work in our hearts. Do a new work, Holy Spirit. Make us instruments of God. Help us let our light so shine before men. Help us to use our human will to yield to the will of the Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.